Alright, so this is going to be Troy's Ramblin' Wagon. I'm Eric.
Lexi here.
Ramblin' Wagon.
Fucking introduce yourself, fucker.
I'm me.
That's Gilbert.
Who the fuck is me?
Troy. And there's Troy.
Troy.
And I'm Jeremy.
Shit. Fuck, I wish I was recording this before, though. That would have been so much better. Dude, that was such a fucking good skit.
Yeah, it was fucking... It seems like it was, like, kind of set up, like, now, but...
Yeah, it's a little forced at first, but you got to get through it, you
know? Yeah. You got to find a crazy-ass topic to talk about. Like, the random-ass...
vagina-slash-fucking-dick shit
that we're talking about all the time.
But, I mean, think about the kind of orgies you could have if you had a vagina and a penis.
Dude, but would they be considered orgies or just like mass breeding events?
You know what? What if you get pregnant by your own dick?
I mean,
well, then you'd
be an inbreeder. That would work. I don't think that. Yeah, well, I don't know.
If you had the chemicals and the tools
for it,
then
you go and play Naked Twister. How's that going to
be? Oh, that would be interesting.
Hell
yeah, dude. You'd be like left ball to right penis. And then you could spin around and be like, his vagina to his ball sack. Her ball sack.
But I want to know. Yeah, because there wouldn't be a gender at
it would just
that
be
point.
It. Yeah, but everybody would just be it.
Yeah, but, I mean, would then the society be asexual because you could sexually reproduce by yourself?
That would be fucking...
There'd be a whole list of new, like, fucking... ethical questions and that would tear the fabric of society. Yeah,
because
you could have your own. If you could have a kid with yourself, just to asexually reproduce, you don't need another partner.
That should
but
be
then would your child be considered a freak?
No, why would it be considered a freak? Everybody already has a vagina and a penis.
They consider it a freak when it's like a sister and a brother doing that shit. Dude, can you imagine yourself?
It's taboo, though, right?
It's even more taboo.
Yeah, but it's a taboo
in
society because there's two genders.
It does happen, but
if we're talking about it, we're talking about a theoretical world, though, where everybody has both a vagina and a penis.
I think they would just be considered...
And if they actually have the tools and the chemicals to actually do it, because if they just have the dick and then it don't do nothing, then no, you can't get pregnant off it. But if,
I thought they both
but if say that if it actually had the sperm and the other one had the stuff that actually can...
See, that's what I thought, though. Like, if you have both parts, just because you're gay doesn't mean that you can't fucking know about both sexes.
You hear this motherfucker back here, he's all, if they both have the sperm and the eggs? Yeah, because he's gay, he thinks he doesn't have to know what the other sex has.
What the fuck?
I just don't care.
No, I'm just saying. But no, think about this. Think about this, okay? So, what if everybody had a cock and a vagina, but only certain ones had certain, could shoot semen, and other ones could only receive it?
Like, some of them are more dominantly male or female.
Okay, you wouldn't know that. I mean, you've been raised, I'm just saying. You'd be just like fucking everybody.
Dude, the human race can't even.
And you wouldn't know. Like all of a sudden, you would just show signs of being pregnant.
The human race can't even show it.
No, I mean, because.
Well, at that point, though, do you think that we would still have
an ability when
hair,
it comes down to color?
Like, and
we
like would our,
end up
like
having
where features
we had,
would be different well, to sex, to aid in sexual attraction.
Screwed.
Or do you think we'd all just kind of be like more simple?
God, I hope we would have hair, because I'd hate to see a bunch of bald motherfuckers everywhere. I know I look like shit bald.
I mean, in reality, do they both function
fuck,
or not?
I'm saying we won't.
But does dick get hard?
Well, yeah, man, we're talking about fully functioning cocks.
No, I'm talking really, though.
Who the fuck brought this shit up?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gilbert just even saw, like, oh, I had a friend who had a girl.
Oh,
was
yeah,
because
I met that chick. Dude, chick, whatever.
Dude, chick.
The thing.
Whatever the fuck she was.
She was cute, though, dude, but fucking.
She was more chick than dude.
Yeah, but it was funny to watch her dress like that, like a guy, and her eyes were all done. It was funny. And she had the ace band around her chest to keep his boobs flat.
He's like, what did you call it? Because you're all like, I met a hyphenite or something.
Hermaphrodite.
Anyways.
Slow that down.
Yeah, I would have. I don't know what it is, but for some reason I keep thinking that there's a place that you can actually bungee jump off of right here. I heard there's a place that you can actually do bungee jumping.
A place you can bungee jump around. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Got to do with the shit we're talking about.
I'm trying to just get off the goddamn subject. You trying to bring it right back to life. I can bring it back to life and turn it gay for you.
Yeah, I know. There's a skydiving place over here in fucking
Paris. Oh, you know there's indoor ones? Oh, it's at the airport.
Yeah.
That's where, yeah.
And then what? I know that there's...
That's where you train at, dude. Or, like, yeah. If you're going to do a solo jump, that's where you go for, like,
are you kidding me?
I was skydiving place over there.
It's $350 for a solo jump. Oh,
just
hey, bungee jump off of somebody's dick?
Oh my God. Or onto
you're
it.
Sick, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just have him lay across a bridge, dude, and tie a cable to his cock, and then just fucking jump and hope it doesn't rip off.
Like, yeah, it's gonna rip off.
I thought he was talking about putting a bungee jumping, like, and then you don't have your ass prepared and shit. He said grab the dick. He made us all cringe with that one. God damn.
Like the jabs hanging those weights on their feet, swinging that shit.
Oh my God, dude.
Those guys that pull trucks with their ball sacks.
I talk about bungee jumping. We talk about
this. Through their hooks, through their ball sacks, and they pull trucks.
Why?
The ones that get near are those fucking monks that they snap wooden boards across their fucking cock.
Oh, no!
What?
Yeah, they have guys kick them in the nuts, like, repetitively, and they're just like, whatever.
No!
You can't do that, dude.
The shit that fucks me up is when you see a dude with a Prince Albert, and it's got a hook, and he hooks a cable to it, and he'll fucking stretch weight. He'll hang fucking dumbbells and shit off
there. No, fuck that, dude.
I can't do it.
Off the head of his cock!
Oh my God, dude, that sounds like torture. That's too. That's how.
That's masochism right there, bro.
Oh my God.
Some people are just got some weird kinks.
Whatever. You have sex, you cut yourself when you're doing it. That's different.
Okay, see, the number one thing I'm like now stuck on is when that woman was smashing that dude's balls and he was like, yeah, harder. I was like, what the? How the hell do you want her to go harder, dude? She has stilettos on it.
Dude, what about that shitting thing, dude? That's fucking gnarly.
You're able to pop balls, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
You can fucking pop your testicles.
Dude, my homeboy got a safety pin and stick it right through his nut, dude. Wow, dude, that was fucking.
I felt sorry for the motherfucker that got kicked with the steel toe boots.
He was a fucking animal, dude.
Could you imagine putting a ball sack in a fucking vice grip?
That's
the fucking, like, Friday after next and shit, crunching on your balls.
Don't do it. The nutcracker, dude. Yeah. The nutcracker.
Yeah, flicking shit.
Oh, shit.
Amen.
Damn, I'm not kidding, dude. Fucking Jerry did that. He fucking got a safety pin and stuck it through his nut. Fucking pierced his ball, dude. The ball, not the sack, dude. Fucking gnarly.
Straight through his testicle.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I feel so sorry for people that get an accident like that, and I hope and pray to God I never get into an accident like that.
Sometimes we used to have contests to see who could do the fucking rudest thing.
Oh my.
Lexi, quit jacking off.
I'm not jacking off, dude. I'm like cringing from like all this.
Keep your hands where we can see them.
We know you're getting turned on, but you don't need to do nothing out crazy.
Dude, that girl looked like a Muppet straight up.
Oh my God, dude, Miss Piggy?
No, dude, it was some black girl. The stoner one? She straight up looked like a Muppet, the way her face was shaped.
Oh, yeah, dude, I ran into a couple of people like that.
Muppet baby!
I thought I was
getting... Oh, yeah,
I saw a white Muppet dude yesterday at our school.
Oh my God, which
one? He looked like Beaker.
Oh, shit! No way!
If he shaved his head, he would have just been like, I am a thumb.
Remember when that dude got swole and shit? Like, when he changed, like, when Kermit said that if he didn't exist, that he was a bouncer? That dude's voice got hella deep. He was like, and swole as fuck. He would do that, me. I was like, what the fuck kind of creepy ass shit, dude? Like,
what
dude,
did you just say, Lexi?
The Muppets is creepy as fuck, dude.
The Muppets?
The Muppets?
The Muppets? Like, Little Miss Muppet.
Wait, is it the Muppets or the Muppets?
The Muppets.
It's Muppets. The Muppets.
I thought it was a Muppet.
No, they're puppets. They're puppets.
So it's, nah, they're Muppets. Yeah, they're puppets. They have hands up their
I've been saying it wrong for all these years.
Yes.
They're made of felt.
They have hands up their buttocks.
Hey, that was
that's what they call it, the Muppets.
I mean, you seen the Happy Time Murders? You seen the Happy Time Murders?
Oh,
you stupid motherfuckers. You can't ever even keep up
with I remember Crank Anchors.
Dude, the Happy Time Murders is this new fucking movie that they just made. Uh-huh. And it's got that fucking...
I've heard of it. I just haven't seen it yet.
From Mike and Molly, I think. But,
oh, fucking, yeah. I like that chick.
Yeah, but the, it's like about murder, but like, so somebody's going around killing Muppets.
What?
Yeah, they're going around making a hit on Muppets because, like, in this world, Muppets are actually real entities that walk around with us. And they're, like, they're terrified of dogs and shit, and people are racist towards them.
Hell yeah, dude.
They're like, you stupid sock, you know? Like, yeah, shit. Dude, and they're like, you can't do that. Fuck you.
Oh, my God, dude, no way. Is that a real movie?
Yes. Yeah, dude, that's a real fucking movie. I just watched it, two nights ago. It's super, super, super good.
I'm gonna watch that shit.
It's fucking hilarious. I saw it on Showbox, dude.
I'm gonna watch that shit on Netflix.
Netflix.
I know it's not on Netflix. I'm just saying.
I wish it was on Netflix.
No, I'm watching on Terrarium TV. Get it? Terrarium TV!
Don't be fucking posting. We ain't getting paid for this shit.
This is fucking stupid. Hell no, dude. Copyright
shit. Is that even legal?
Nah, it's legal.
Some
copyright shit.
Yeah, we're gonna
get it through file link. That's the only way you can
get it. We do not fucking condone or sponsor any of these products. This is just your
own. And there is no black man on the other side of this phone.
Yes.
Lexi's black, looks like Kevin Hart.
Oh, fuck that. Dude, there's a lot. Hey, black people all look alike. Remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that.
That's on you, dog.
In the dark, they all look alike. I take advantage, dude. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. What's that old saying? Everything's pink in the dark.
Yeah, basically.
Not always.
Everything's pink in the dark. If you open that shit and it's green, you got a fucking problem.
What the fuck? Wait, open what shit? And what's green?
A vagina. And it's green. You got a problem.
Dude,
what the fuck? You should be able to.
Are nasty if that's all the girls that you get.
I'm just saying, I've never seen a green vagina.
Why would you bring it up?
You should be because you said everything's pink, so I took it to the opposite.
Yeah, but I'm colorblind, that's why I make the joke.
Well, fucking, you're not colorblind. Well, you're colorblind, nobody
fucking
else
stupid.
Is.
You're not colorblind. Dude, I can't.
That's why it worked for me, it was a joke.
No, it stinks.
That was fucking Arabian writing.
Arabian
Nights. Yeah, I was listening to that.
Arabian Nights.
That fucking guy on YouTube, Justin Young or whatever.
Who's
that? Yeah, I think it's Justin Young. Jason Young or some shit. I don't know. He's fucking, he does Disney covers of like in a dark, heavy rock version.
It's pretty dope. See, those are badass, dude.
He did the Arabian Night one and then like all the Aladdin, all the Disney songs, really. It's actually pretty decent. I'm not a fan of how he started the Prince Ali version. I'm like, no, that was bad.
He came in trying to go hardcore.
Yeah, and then he sucked at it.
Yeah,
but he was pretty decent though for the rest of it. But you know who I like is that what the fuck is his name? It's Justin Peterson. I don't know, I can't remember.
You almost scared me.
Somebody
got in trouble. Dude, I don't even know. I just know that.
I see flashing lights. Somebody's getting a ticket. Somebody's getting a ticket. Somebody's getting a ticket. He's going to jail.
Shut up.
Hey, hit the guy's tail light.
He just hit him across the head.
He gave him like a paper, too. Did you see that? He had like an essay in front of him. He's like,
so gracefully.
That was Lexi. Lexi slapped you, so I said, stop it.
The cop's like, go back to Mexico.
He's like, you're going to have to fill out this paperwork to prove that you're a citizen.
And even that piece of shit, dude.
Was he Mexican?
It looked like it, dude. It looked like all of them were.
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Come on, this is Troy.
Come on, Troy, what do you got to say? And Troy's traveling wagon. No, when I say Troy's...
Rolling wagon.
You've been there already. We take the freeway.
It's
going to
be labeled as the original.
Traveling wagon.
Yeah, Troy's rambling wagon.
Yeah, that's right.
Troy would know it's his wagon. Oh!
Yeah.
Which, for the record, is not really a wagon. It is a Chevy Malibu.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
What color is this bitch?
Maroon.
A maroon Chevy Malibu.
It's a maroon by a maroon.
I'm gonna have to invest in a better.
That was good. What a maroon. You sounded like Roger Rabbit, dude.
Oh yeah,
it was him that did
that.
What
the fuck does that
dude
sound like? I know that sounds like something.
Sound like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
No, you sound like Roger Rabbit.
Elmer Fudd. What a maroon.
Yeah. Dude, that's...
Oi.
I don't know how many times they're gonna butcher Bugs Bunny series. They keep doing that. They keep trying to bring Bugs Bunny back to life, and they keep butchering the show every time.
Yeah,
like I don't know why.
That's not funny though, either,
dude. That's a, like.
Wait, hey, how olive oil. Yeah. What are you doing?
One thing that's fucked up about Family Guy, they made it seem like that dude had cancer or some kind of
Lexi,
shit.
Did you fart? Does anybody smell that?
No, it's probably your upper lip.
I brushed my teeth this morning. Fuck you guys.
Oh, this morning? What about yesterday? What about the day before
that? I brush my teeth all the time. Lexi smell like cat food.
He does.
Oh, that's not
why
my
do you
fault.
Always smell fucking weird, like cat food or fucking dog food? Or
I don't know.
Do you just sleep in the fucking like laundry room next to the bags?
No, I sleep in the garage where the cat food and dog food are.
Ah, see?
He's just breathing in the particles all the time. Yeah. It's layers on his tongue.
Look, I swear to God, that shit, it smells good, though. I wouldn't be surprised if I actually, you know, ate that shit.
Ow! Yeah,
like, I'm waiting for one of those things to get me high enough to do that shit.
God, Lexi,
Ace, cat food and dog food smells and looks good.
That'll be the
shit, I am not
the There's Troy! Job.
There's Troy with this comment. What was your comment?
That'll be the game.
Yay! That was good.
Dude, Troy, you're like straight out of Tombstone or some shit. That's what you remind me of, dog.
That dude said that shit. Real.
You want He's the only monotone dude I've ever met, bro.
No, it's not bad.
It's
not
mono.
No, it's shit. We're not talking shit.
Country killers.
I'm describing you for the listeners, you know?
The listeners.
Fucking Jeremy's like, what did I describe him as that one time? I was like, Jeremy's that one guy at the party that everybody's like, Justin Acid.
Justin.
Like,
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Like, there's a fucking party and everybody's
Stay
just.
Puff Marshmallow?
God. So I described Jeremy once.
Or he looks like the Michelin Man.
Nah, fuck All you. That. Nah, that's Gilbert.
Gilbert's Indian fucking Indian Frankenstein, dude.
Indian Frankenstein.
You can give us something better than that.
But
he's all
I don't have to, dude. You give us the material. The fucking,
He's all howl.
How do you
I
do
am
this?
The monster of Osagawa.
Oh, my God.
I described
Jeremy once as the guy at a party when everybody drops acid and they're like, what do we do? What do we do? Jeremy points to a guy that's passed out on the ground and goes, eat him.
Eat pizza the hood.
first to commit cannibalism.
That's actually a new one.
Nah, it's only cannibalism if you enjoy it.
No, cannibalism is just eating your own.
Like, that's it.
You're a human and you eat another human of any sort, you're
so
a cannibal.
So Lexi's guilty of cannibalism?
I haven't eaten. I said proteinism.
Oh, he's guilty of proteinism.
Wait, what the hell
fucking
is that?
Guzzling all that cum.
Ooh, you goddamn right.
But that's babies.
You're a fucking
That's
genocidal
man
murderer.
Juice,
baby
killer.
You're baby
eating babies. You sound better and better. I swear.
Oh my God.
Fuck that shit.
We're doing fairly well. We already got 18 minutes in.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I
just hope that the microphone picks it up as well as I hope.
Fucking
And also the fact that it's like, god damn, dude, we're in this traffic? Yeah, we're going to be in here for a while.
We got plenty
of freeway, dude. The freeway's just fucking flying.
But that's Troy.
But
Troy. I'm saying Quagmire. I'm
saying Quagmire. Lexi shoots out a damn human.
Out of his ass. He farts and it's all wee!
Lexi just collects enough cum and shit in his butt.
Well, as everybody already knows, everyone wants Lexi, of course. Everybody wants Lexi.
Nobody wants you, dude. Fucking say I if you want Lexi in this truck.
I!
Okay, see, everyone said it.
That was you only, you fucking
bastard. There's a fight.
I can see what I'm not wanting.
If we didn't have the radio on and have fucking like traffic right now, you could have heard crickets.
You guys are so
Heard
mean.
A pin drop.
Right?
No one loves me. I'm unloved.
Those are your words, though. Those are your words.
But it's you guys' actions.
We love you, Lexi. We wouldn't fuck with you.
We love you long time.
We love you long time.
Tolerable.
Oh, that's fucked up. Damn. That's messed up. I see how it is.
You entertain me. Why do you keep bringing in color? Put the card back. Because
he's gay. Black.
Put that card back in the deck.
Well, I'll put that card back in the deck. And
I'm going to put my race card every single time.
I'll put that card back in the deck. Yeah, put it way in the deck. Put it at the bottom.
Okay, I'm going to bring out.
What the fuck, random?
What the hell?
Random hobo.
I'm going to bring out my gay card. What's up, bro? They'll be like, hey.
He's like, hey, how's it going? You got a quarter?
Give me a dollar.
Give me a dollar. I'll suck your dick. Like,
I was at the gas station.
You know, I was at the gas station the other day, and I'll tell you what, man. Panhandling is getting way fucking out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it used to be they'd be like, hey,
what,
man,
people
you got
moving
any change?
In on your turf?
You got any change? Hey, you got any change? You got any change? This fucking dude comes up and asks me, hey, bro, you got $3?
Yeah, dude.
I said, goddamn, $3. I said, what the fuck are you trying to get? He's all trying to buy a pack of smokes, and I only got $6. I was all, well, you better get the panhandle, because I got $3, and you ain't going to get $3 in one shot. You better go try a little harder. He's all, well, fuck you too, then. I was like, hey, I'm just telling you how it is, bro. So, don't go to AMPM. On San Jacinto and 7th Street, because they will panhandle the fuck out of you.
Oh, I hate that place, too. Yeah, they...
What's so funny?
OMG.
Fucking Troy. Troy laughed so hard, tears just ran down my legs. Laughing monkey. Troy.
I can't tell whether that was
trying to communicate to me from the front seat, because I'm in the back seat, using pictographical messages.
I think it was a racial comment towards me.
He's calling.
Ah, there you go.
He's saying,
you
Lexi's
fucking
a
monkey,
Lexi.
Lexi's a monkey riding a dick. That's what it looked like.
Riding a dick.
That's what it looked like.
Come on,
Mr.
Get
go
around
it,
dude. Go on the fucking yellow lane like everybody else. Man.
Come on, you.
He's trying.
Fuck him.
Trying to get in. Oh, dude, go for it.
Yeah,
that
let's go.
Light's
going to
turn yellow.
We're going to miss the green light. Too late.
Jesus.
Oh, okay, it's this tits, guy.
Fuck his tits.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
We just cheated death once again. We cheated death.
We are on our way.
Do another stuff like.
Oh, shit.
Here comes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, crap. Here goes more traffic.
Of course.
And now wonderful.
Yeah, but this traffic usually goes pretty fast.
Yeah, but yeah. It's the fact that it's a bitch, I had to look at it.
We've been on the road now for 22 minutes and 13 seconds for this one at least.
No fucking way.
Just for this first episode.
It's gonna be like way more longer though, once we get into like the first part.
Yeah, well this is gonna, depending on the length of this, if it goes up to at least 30 minutes, it might just be the first episode. Depending on how clear it is.
The first episode.
The first episode. Troy's Rambling Wagon. Troy's Rambling Wagon.
Look at that bitch's titties sagging.
It is Troy's Wagon.
If we come up with something well enough, I'll fucking edit it in as the intro every time.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to like. Hell yeah, I'm trying to like think about something, dude, but I'm not really creative like that. Only a bit.
Okay. Man, it's already
Troy's Rambling Wagon.
Okay, I'm starting.
Look at Lexi's afro hanging.
Yeah, I was just gonna go
so
with
what?
It.
Trying too hard now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You are. Yeah, it's not even that limp yet.
Shut up, Gilbert.
Because she was in my dick. My dick. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Lexi, nobody wants to talk about your dick. Nobody's seen it, and nobody wants to see it. Keep it in your pants. If I see it, I cut it off and throw it out the window.
I see when I'm not wanting
it.
Are you gonna be another?
I can't. That's the problem. Bob it. Except it's gonna be fucking, it's gonna be fucking Lexi Hobbit.
Lexi Hobbit.
Why gotta be Lexi Hobbit?
Because you're short, black, and fucking a Hobbit. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm short, black, and a Hobbit.
Well, you're always making such a big deal about
Because Hobbit
so.
Rhymes with Bobbit.
Hey,
I thought that if I didn't include it, that you would get angry, so.
No, I only
like,
say
you
that.
You forgot black!
I.
You're like, oh my god. Dude.
I am.
And then I cut on black?
Yes, because it's. Crap, I forgot I was going with this.
I'm black, gay, and short.
Yeah. And you know it.
Yeah.
Okay, Gilbert, what are you reading? You just got a book about books.
Yeah.
No, he's got, as he would call it, he has a pamphlet.
It's a pamphlet book. It's a
pamphlet book of books.
I'm reading a pamphlet book.
He's reading a book.
It's a book book.
And he's so fucked up. He thinks that every time he reads one and then reads the next, it's just the next chapter.
Yeah, see, the last page though.
He's like, I love this section. It's called Forward to Customer Mail.
Yeah, it's the best part.
Oh my god! Back then we can watch porn on magazines. Now you can just easily get on your internet.
Oh yes, isn't it beautiful?
I know, right? Like, you don't even have to order magazines anymore.
I know.
Magazines are a thing of the past, bro.
Other than that, you can still put them on the wall. That's
yeah, but what the fuck do you need that for?
Well,
I don't know. Like, if your battery's dead, or you know what I mean? At least you want to keep it.
Like, you need
keep it on the down low.
Calendar, right?
Nah, dude. I mean, yeah, it's classy, but.
I mean,
it's
what?
Better off to just fucking right? Hit one and be out. You know what I mean? You can do that on the down low.
Yeah, the girls are worse than dudes for that shit. What the fuck? I'm just trying to
maybe compete. Maybe they just post on
amateurporn.com.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Just so
like,
random.
Just like you like, need a centerfold like from a
Penthouse. A lady, she fucking loves watching porn. They trip out on that, dude.
Chicks like watching that shit, bro.
Chicks like watching
it. They don't admit it, though. They don't admit it. They're like, ew, you watch porn.
Because admitting pornography is the thing that you do. It's fucking admitting that you have perversions, and it proves that you're, you know, the...
I'm the only human. I'm a pervert. So
and nobody wants and perversion.
Yeah, nobody wants perversion. We all want to be accepted.
Lies, all lies.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
I stopped trying to do that long time.
Yeah, dude, keep it real.
I can't even sometimes with these people, man. All this PC shit. I wish it was back like how it was in the 90s, where you could somebody
PC principle.
Somebody got in your face in the fucking 90s, you could whoop their ass, and then you would just be like, all right. You handle this like men. Are you good? They'd be like, all right, and you shake hands and shit. Now it's like, oh my god, you punched me. I'm suing you. You're going to jail.
You punched me. Is it because I'm black? No, it's because you're a fucking asshole.
Right?
It's like you can't really do
anything. Or they completely go 180 and they just fucking try to shoot you. Or stab you.
Yeah, because they can't fight.
Yeah, they can't fight.
Because they can't fight, so they got a gun. Motherfuckers just try to act like they're hard. They got no time for that shit. Yeah, they just when the real truth is, they just can't fight. Like, why the fuck would you need to bring a gun to a fucking fist fight, dude? Obviously, you can't fucking fight, dude. Obviously, you cannot fight. Like, get that goddamn overly big-sized gun.
If you want to make it fucking even, if you want to make it a fucking even fight, give the other guy a damn gun.
Then that'll be cheating.
See who's better.
That's called a duel, Troy.
Yeah, and that hasn't happened since Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too. You know?
Yeah, well,
and I damn sure wouldn't get my...
Stand back to back, take 10 paces, turn and shoot.
Yeah. You ain't French.
That was good,
That was good. That's what I said, turn and shoot.
Turn and shoot.
I can't believe he did that. Draw, you some bitch.
Don't worry, Sally Joe. Don't worry, Tammy Lee.
Mary Jane.
You don't have to worry about Cletus getting killed. I didn't put a bullet in old Billy Boy's pistol.
God, that sounds painful. Fuck no. I couldn't do it.
No, it's not Billy Boy. It's Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Oh yeah, Billy Bob
owed me $20. Now he wish he would have paid me. I bet you now. Watch. Damn it! How'd you miss? I gave you the only bullet, and you missed?
Wait, why does that sound familiar?
I don't know, dude. I'm just fucking saying random shit.
Sounds like something off of South Park.
I don't know about that.
Oh, Cartman.
Yeah, Cartman.
Oh, that sound like Cartman?
Hell yeah, dude. That shit sound like, especially when you say son of a bitch. That dude,
son of a bitch?
Yeah, that dude, you can't stop saying that word, dude. I fucking love that dude.
You son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
That shit. Even he knows shit. That's what he knows.
Troy knows a reference. That's remarkable right there.
Yeah, that is actually really, especially when it comes down to these kind of cartoons. Yeah. These kind of cartoons nowadays are like,
wow. I'm still sick, dude. I can't do my impressions that well. Sucks. I'm going to try to do, what was the one? Mark Hamill's Joker.
Oh, Joker.
Oh, Holly.
See, yeah.
So I can't do it right
now. Yeah, especially when your voice is, like it was sweet as fuck, but you still got it in the deep part, just not the high part, which I like.
Like, so got it in the deep part.
I was doing a lot better before. Why are you going to make it always sound sexual?
Because.
I think it's funny.
It's not my fault.
Alexi's funny, but looks aren't everything.
Oh! Motherfucker! He even caught me off guard with that shit. That's fucked up. I see how it is, man.
Hey, I just called.
I know when I'm not wanted.
You always say that, yet we always have you at the fucking center of the car.
Oh, yeah, I am in the center of attention.
No, I'm not. I don't know why. I'm in the dead center of the car.
You know, I'm like one of those women that get broken up with a man, and then she sits in like a whole bunch of group of men and says, oh, I'm so sad. And then they end up going to her fucking aid, trying to cheer her up, and that's
what
they can.
I can't follow after shit you're saying. What the fuck are you talking about?
A woman goes into a bar after getting broken up with her boyfriend, sits in a whole group full of men.
Yeah, she's looking for a fucking pick-me-up fuck.
Basically, and a free drink.
For revenge.
She wants revenge sex.
And she also wants
to drink. She wants to be fucked.
She's like, American pit roasting.
They don't want to be skewered. They want to be fucked.
Get around with a bunch of guys.
Spit roasted.
And they'll end up plugging every fucking hole in her damn body, right?
Oh, my God, Troy.
He doesn't say much, but then when he does, he comes out the zinger.
But Troy.
My buzz is fucking wearing off. That's why I'm over here.
Stop.
All right. That's the end of episode one, I guess.
Yeah, everybody have a good day.
Oh, now fucking Troy comes with some shit and I'm going to stop recording. Wait.
I'm still recording.
Oh, still recording? Yeah. No, hey, keep going.
I wanted a fucking ending. You got nothing else? The Troy's shaking his head. All right, that's the end. See you next time.